Okay, page 32. 32. We're up to three lines in the bottom of the page. 32. By you, it's 16B4, probably, or 5. No, we're not there yet. We're almost there. 16.5. It's the last.
Oh, yeah, 16.5.
Okay, so by me, it's 4. No, we're all the way at the bottom of the page.
There's no other page. There's no page. Just looking at the bottom. Your book is different than mine.
I don't know why, but anyway, okay. This is the Chabad version of the Schattenstein.
It's the H version, I guess.
Aye. Baruch Hashem.
It's the H version.
Enter at your own risk.
Is it
going to
be a time?
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Okay.
In the Mishnah said a din as follows. If you eat tevel, like we learned 2 weeks ago, last week there's no shear. 2 weeks ago we learned tevel is basically grain that you did not separate, truma, meiser, all the various separations that you have to give the kohanim and levium, the poor people and so on. So it says in the Mishnah, if you eat tevel, you get malchus, you get whipped. Or if you ate meiser rishon, that you didn't separate the truma from the meiser. Which means, well, you see, which means as follows. If somebody has grain, so we discussed last time, 2 weeks ago, what you do is as follows. If you have 100 bushels, you give 2% to the Kohen for Truma. Now you're left with 98. From that 98, you give 10% to the Levi. The Levi takes 10% of what he gets, the 10% of the 10%, and he has to give it to the Kohen. It's called Miser of the Miser, 10% of the 10%. So Rav Yosef says, if you eat all the stuff before you actually separated, which is still tevel, so he says, Rav said, that even if you ate the tevel of Meiser Ani, which means you separate 32, page 32, even though you separated everything you had to separate, the only thing you didn't separate was the 10% for the poor people, you still get malchus, you still get lashes. It's still called tevel. Okay? Now, again, before we go further, just to clarify the law over here that we should understand the Gemara, because it's a very simple Gemara. We just have to know the facts of the halacha. The Torah gave to the Kohanim and Levium and to the poor people part of what you grow. You have a farm, you grow produce. The Kohanim and Levium don't own land in Israel. They worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem said, you got to give them things. Plus, every so often the Torah says, you have to give 10% to the poor people.
The Levites had cities too.
They were given cities to live in, but not that they own land. Mm-hmm. In other words, Eretz Yisrael was divided up amongst all 12 tribes, but Levi was not given, as the Pasuk says, Ki'en lechelik v'nachala. They were given cities to live in, but not that it's there that they own the land. They don't own land.
How often do you have to give 10%?